Guardian Unlimited.
It went rather well for them in the afternoon. They put on 109 for the seventh wicket. On a pitch that was very, very slow and very low. Had gone from the ball. It was relatively easy to survive. And Sri Lanka really were rushing through their overs, waiting to get to the new ball. And it was the new ball in the end that did for them.
The other main England batsmen didn't really do well enough, though, did they?
Well, again, early on, the new ball took its toll. Jimmy Anderson, Michael Vaughan, Kevin Peterson got torpedoed by one that kept very low. And they were always up against it from then on. But Ravi Bopara played tidily, quite neatly, for his 34 he got, with seven fours in that. And then that partnership of 109. But at that stage, the ball was getting pretty soft. It was very hard work. Even for Morley, he was in his 32nd over before he got a wicket, and for that on the second innings of a match is quite something for him, especially in Sri Lanka.
After the first innings, England led by nearly 100 runs. So why did Sri Lanka do so much better in the second innings?
Well, that is better. Sangakkara played out of his socks. I mean, it was a wonderful innings from him, and Jai Warden, the two, played a big part in that. For me, the key to it, almost, if you want a pivotal moment of the match, it was when Senath Jayasurya, in his last test match, just took the attack to England and hit Jimmy Anderson for 24 and an over. Now, there's speculation as to whether it was a calculated sort or whether he just saw it and hit it. He says, "I just saw it and gave it a belt." But nonetheless, the whole momentum of the match, to me, seemed to shift in that one over. And Sri Lanka never really looked back after that.
And what do you think the prospects are for England in the second test starting next weekend?
This match was always going to be, on paper anyway, England's best chance of a win. The other ground's a little bit more, you might call, traditional Sri Lankan pitches. The seamers have got wickets in this game, as we've seen. In Colombo, in particular, there's often a little bit there for the seamers early on, but thereafter it can flatten right out and then it turns. It's going to be quite difficult for England to get the side balanced right, actually, because they can't afford to go in, I think, short of seamers, but they might just need extra spinners. It's really going to be trying to squeeze too much into a side, I think.
And we've got to mention Muralitharan. I mean, he's broken the world record. It's really been his test. How much further can he go? Can he reach 1,000 wickets?
I doubt he can do that, but it's 800 and beyond, certainly not impossible for him. He's a voracious bowler, just wants to bowl, and he is the Sri Lankan bowling attack, really, apart from Chaminda Vaas, who's been a magnificent bowler over the years, but this is his 100th test match here, and he hasn't got an awful lot left. So Murali might be fighting more of a lone battle henceforth, but he's a fabulous bowler, and you know, you just saw, they knew what was going to happen today. They knew they had to get through to the new ball. The new ball was harder. It skidded on a little bit more. I think it was the skid that did for Matt Prior, who was on the back foot. It was the skid a little bit quicker, again, that did for Ian Bell in the following over. They took four wickets with the new ball in 14 overs and blew England away right at the end.
And there's more discussion of today's news every day from 12 noon on Newsdesk. That's Guardian Unlimited's daily news podcast at guardian.co.uk/podcasts.
Guardian Unlimited.